Translation: Gopinath Acharya continued to point out the devotees. Here is Shuklambar. See, there is Sridhara. Here is Vijaya, and there is Vallabhasena. Here is Purushottama, and there is Sanjaya. Text number 91. And here are all the residents of Kulinagram, such as Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda. Indeed, all of them are present here. Please see. You can see. Here are Mukunda Das, Narahari, Sri Raghunandan, Chiranjeeva, and Sulochana, all residents of Khanda. This is Sri Khanda. How many names shall I speak to you? All the devotees you see, here are associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is their life and soul. The king said, Prataprudra Maharaj here, upon seeing all these devotees, I am very much astonished, for I have never seen such an effulgence. Indeed, their effulgence is like the brilliance of a million suns. Nor have I ever heard the Lord's name chanted so melodiously. Purport. Such are the symptoms of pure devotees when they are chanting. All the pure devotees are as bright as sunshine, and their bodily luster is very effulgent. In addition, their performance of Sankirtan is unparalleled. There are many professional chanters who can perform congregational chanting with various musical instruments in an artistic and musical way. But their chanting cannot be as attractive as a congregational chanting of pure devotees. If a devotee sticks strictly to the principles governing Vaishnava behavior, his bodily luster will naturally be attractive, and his singing and chanting of the holy names of the Lord will be effective. People will appreciate such kirtan without hesitation. Even dramas about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya or Sri Krishna should be played by devotees. Such dramas will immediately interest an audience and be full of potency. The students of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should note these two points and try to apply these principles in their spreading of the Lord's glories. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padayam Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The last translation. Indeed, their effulgence is like the brilliance of a million suns. Nor have I ever heard the Lord's name chanted so melodiously. Hare Krishna. So welcome all the devotees for today's morning Chaitanya Charitamrita class. It's my great fortune to be with all of you here. Of course, not great fortune to be sitting here and giving class. But thank you for your generous invitation and hospitality. Just overwhelmed with all this for last week so. And seek blessings of our devotees here, knowing, unknowing. I don't know how many devotees here. I don't know if Yadugar Prabhu is here. So blessings from him. And other Prabhupada disciples whom I don't know. My humble head at their lotus feet. We are discussing from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I've been reading for last few days the Chaitanya Charitamrita compact of S.B. Keshav Maharaj. And he was mentioning that Chaitanya Charitamrita is like mind of, not like, is a mind of God. It's amazing. You can see Krishna's mind here, Mahaprabhu's mind here. And what do you peep? What do we peep in? We see the beautiful dealings of a Vaishnava community. Can you imagine? The verses after verses are just names, right? Today we read the sloka and translation was Sanjay, Sanjay, Purushottam, Purushottam. But even reciting those names is so purifying. Srimad Bhagavatam, many chapters are just names. And sometimes we feel, why so many names? Sometimes we skip names, right? So many things, names. All the Vaishnavas ki jai, finish. Like one day one devotee was chanting the Premadhuni, he said, all glories to the assembled devotees. He got so fed up. All glories to not assembled devotees also. So we are always reading names. But the way our acharyas have taught us to read names is amazing. Chaitanya Charitamrita is not some announcement that someone can write names here. It is a scripture. In scriptures, one need to be very confined to the rules of scriptures. But yet, Shukadeva Goswami and yet Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, two great renunciates, are describing names of many devotees, including those who are grahasthas. Shukadeva Goswami is a 16-year-old young boy, nothing to do with this material world. He is speaking about names after names of kings and their wives and their children. He knows by heart. He is not removing a tab and checking the names. He knows all of them by heart. Because they are not ordinary names. They are all connected to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hearing the names of great Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis purify our heart. And therefore, Prataprudra Maharaj is not asking, tell me about all the devotees. He's asking, tell me each and every devotee's name. And that's what Gopinath Acharya on the order of Sarvam Bhattacharya is describing here. The names of each and every devotee. Because for Prataprudra, this is the introduction of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Prataprudra may be called here as a new Bhakta now, asking all the names. Of course, he's not a new Bhakta. But the point is, he is getting introduced. He just now has been fascinated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has surrendered his life. Mahaprabhu is not giving audience to him. Yet he wants to know the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj, who is now all coming in for the Rath Yatra celebration to meet Mahaprabhu and to attend Rath Yatra. And he wants to know each and every devotee from Bengal. And this is the circumstance, this is the situation here. Gopinath Acharya takes Prataprudra Maharaj on a rooftop. Prataprudra Maharaj is a celebrity, right? He can't go in the road there to meet the devotees. So he's a celebrity sitting on the rooftop. And Gopinath, that is Purushottam, you see, and that is Advaita Acharya. And then, if you read the verses, even Prataprudra Maharaj asking, who is that devotee so effulgent? So there are 200 plus devotees who have just arrived from Bengal, and they are moving ahead in the party from Narendra Sarovar towards Mahaprabhu's residence. And between there is a Sangam, the confluence of two great Vaishnava rivers. On one side is 200 devotees from Bengal coming in. From other side, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent two great Vaishnavas, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda, who are meeting, confluence, and the way the dealings, the reciprocation, the reception is happening. That's what is in these few verses which are reading today. So as I was reading this verse, these verses, I remembered this beautiful book, Nectar of Instruction. Nectar of Instruction is a guidebook for all the Vaishnavas of how to be a good Vaishnava. In fact, I remember I was hearing a lecture of Radha Gopinath Prabhu, one of our very senior devotees in temple. He was mentioning This is a book which takes you from zero to hero in Krishna consciousness. Let me start from zero, uncontrolled senses, six urges, and move on to Radha Kund, the highest, right? So few verses, the journey, a crash course book from very just naive stage in Krishna consciousness to the highest stage in Krishna consciousness. So Rupa Goswami amazingly ponders all jewels. And where are the jewels coming from? Nectar of Instruction book is all about Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. Rupa Goswami Padis actually understood the mind of Mahaprabhu. So when Sri Rupa Goswami came to Jagannath Puri, he was not just associating with Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu was trying to read his mind. And then it is mentioned that while being with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy would recite some verses, as S.B. Keshav Maharaj mentions in his CC book, that Mahaprabhu would actually bring in Chaitanya Srimad Bhagavatam verses in context with the current situation in Jagannath Puri. If you see Jagannath, you would remember a verse from Bhagavatam. He sees a Vaishnava, he would remember a verse from Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam connection with Chaitanya Charitamrita was given by Lord Chaitanya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reciting few verses just offhand, you know, offhand. And Rupa Goswami could collect those verses. He would not think, so many verses Mahaprabhu is reciting, so okay. No, he just collect those verses and he compiled those few verses as Nectar of Instruction. And in Nectar of Instruction, the middle portion of Nectar of Instruction, the few verses in the middle section, deals with how we have to deal with devotees and what are different types of devotees, right? Dadati prati grinati guhyam akhyati prichati bhungte bhojayate chaiva shadvida priti lakshanam. Priti lakshanam, symptoms of great love. Between what? Between whom? Devotees. Shadvida, six symptoms. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is an example of shadvida priti lakshanam, and this chapter is shadvida priti lakshanam. Devotees are meeting and they are glorifying each other, they are offering obeisances, exchanging garlands, exchanging embraces, and this is attracting a great king like Prataprudra Maharaj, who is sitting in the epicenter of culture in Jagannath Puri, having seen so many great Vaishnavas from all sampradayas. He is attracted to Gaudiya Vaishnavas because of these loving dealings. And that's why he is interested. A very busy king is interested in knowing names of ordinary dressed devotees coming from Bengal, not even great people, simple villagers. But he is interested and he wants Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya to tell everything in detail, and Bhattacharya himself does not know all the names. So he calls Gopinath Acharya, you know everyone. Take the king on a rooftop and tell him each and every devotee's name. So this is the loving dealings, and we can see the culture of Krishna consciousness coming through the loving dealings of devotees. Srila Prabhupada, now we owe everything to Srila Prabhupada. We did not know anything, at least I did not know anything, but everything came just by coming in touch with devotees in ISKCON. We came in temple, we came in touch with devotees, we understood how to deal with devotees, we are still learning how to deal with devotees. Srila Prabhupada was an amazing acharya of loving dealings. Right? There are so many examples. I'll pick one example. Srila Prabhupada had gone to East Africa. Prabhupada's friend, he went to Africa, said, now I conquered the whole world. I have reached Africa continent also. So Prabhupada said, in East Africa, the movement was very new, Brahmananda Maharaj that time, and few devotees were working very hard to do something for Prabhupada. It was a very difficult, one of the most difficult places to preach was Africa. Not because of preaching, but because even difficulty was how to deal with people there. You know, when Africa comes, we all know Africa means that place where Srila Prabhupada's own clothes were stolen by his disciples, African disciples. So you can imagine preaching in Africa. So Prabhupada was there, and then Prabhupada was very brilliant, intelligent. He would want to cultivate people, so he would take invitations from people. He did that in Surat also. In Surat, Prabhupada came for 2 days, and there was a massive, big, huge, never to be seen or ever heard, even now also, what reception Prabhupada got in Surat, in Gujarat, in India, never ever any place. So Prabhupada went for 2 days, and there was a big invitation list. Swamiji, Everyone wants to invite you to your home. Prabhupada said, if only they become life member, I will go to their home. And Prabhupada was thinking, and the Gujarati devotees who are there, new people, they are all gathering all information, inclinations. 5 invitations per day, 31 days Prabhupada stayed in Surat. And Prabhupada was visiting all places, quick. So Prabhupada did the same in Kenya. So he got an invitation from many Indian people there. And because, you know, when you take invitations, sometimes there is always a delay, right? You go in one place, you estimate, I will go to this devotee's house 1 hour, then I will go meet this devotee 2 hours, and finally I will come at 7 p.m. at home, that's it. But you end up at 10 p.m. the night, right? Because it's not just exchanging Amazon parcels, it is exchanging amazing parcels of Krishna consciousness, right? So, here, Prabhupada in the night, supposed to reach at 8 p.m., Mr. Prajapati's house, reaches at 10:30 p.m. Prabhupada says, we have given word, we should go there. And Prajapati with his whole family is waiting for Prabhupada and his entourage to welcome. And they thought Prabhupada is going to come at 8 p.m. Let me make a big feast, dinner. So Prabhupada enters, we are sorry, got delayed. And Prabhupada said, we are very late, we should go. And this Prajapati, he was like a very gentleman. He welcomed Prabhupada, garlanded him, welcomed all devotees of Prabhupada. And then, Swamiji, please sit down for some time. So Prabhupada said, we should honor him. So we all sat down. Swamiji, little kirtan you can do. My heart will get purified. So Prabhupada said, do kirtan. And the kirtan got over, short kirtan. And then they were about to get up, Prabhupada. Maharaj, you come so far away to my home from India. And this is Kenya. I made hot milk. Please take hot milk. So Prabhupada said, no, it will take time to make. Prabhupada, everything is ready. And quick, before there was any response, there was hot milk glasses for each and every devotee coming in. So Prabhupada surprised, everything is ready. And as Prabhupada was drinking hot milk, Prajapati comes and says, hot puris are also ready. So Prabhupada saw, yes, bring it. So all the puris come out. So puris and milk is going on. Prabhupada, sabji also is there. So Prabhupada said, bring it. And in this one by one, all the item, without blinking and wink of the eye, everything comes there. And then when everyone is, when Prabhupada is eating, Prabhupada encouraging, eat. So everyone is, I mean, that was the time when devotees would get amazing experiences of eating prasadam, right? So they were all, Prabhupada said, eat means you have to eat. So they all were eating nicely. And then everything was done. Prabhupada, please come and see our house. Yes, the Prabhupada went and all the devotees followed. And they were showing all the rooms. Jai Shri Radha Gokulanand Bhagwan Ki Jai Sitaram Lakshmanwan Ki Jai Gaur Nitai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So open the room. The altar is also opened. So finally, Prajapati opens one big room, and that's the master bedroom. Prabhupada, please take rest. So no, we have to go. Prabhupada, you are very tired since whole day you are traveling and meeting all. Sit, sleep here, in morning you can go. So Prabhupada just overwhelmed with all that love, Prabhupada and his family. Prabhupada is not a bad year. Where my disciples will sleep? He opens 3 rooms. They all can sleep here. And Prabhupada said, it's a good idea. So let's sleep here and tomorrow morning, early morning we can go. So they all retire and Prabhupada tells his servant, this is called as culture of reception. You move in and they completely capture your heart. Right? You just came to visit. The way the whole family reciprocated, first milk, then puri, then sabji, everything, and finally, sleep here. That's how reception should be, right? This is called as Atiti Devo Bhava in reality. The Sanskrit terminology Atiti Devo Bhava comes from the Vedic aphorisms. Atiti, a guest is called as Atiti, uninvited. He comes without informing you. That's a guest. Of course, now we have our own terminologies of guest. The guest needs to put a ticket and all this to come here. That's another, we have so many guests, so we have to manage that. But the point I'm saying is Atiti Devo Bhava, guest. Like one devotee was mentioning, there are different ways of welcoming guests, you know. One is, welcome. When someone comes and you welcome them. Welcome, Prabhus. Welcome, Matajis. What a warm welcome. Sorry. Another way of welcoming is, well, come. Well, you already come inside now. Another is in Sanskrit word, welcome, which means the come is the Hindi come. Come means less. And veil means time is less. Anyways, come. Don't stay for a long time. So it depends on how we welcome devotees or how welcome guests in our house, right? The same welcome is there. Like for example, if I ask Janitabhu, please take this prasadam plate. 10 minutes more. Please take this prasadam plate. It's wonderful prasadam. Janitabhu will be so happy. Hey Jai, take prasadam plate and eat fast, okay? So same thing, I'm inviting him for prasadam, but a different way I'm inviting him, right? And based on the invitation, his response will be, I know this guy wants me to work and prasadam is just an excuse. He's waiting after prasadam, he's going to give a 4-hour job to me and get my work. Right? So different way of receiving devotees, welcoming. So Prabhupada was a welcoming guest reception acharya. He's acharya of everything. Srila Prabhupada showed this in his life. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Mumbai, to get his free ticket on Sindhya Steamship Company's Jaladuta. It was not an ordinary thing. He had to wait for a long time. Because in Lilamrit, we can, in one page we read, you know, Prabhupada went one day, next day got a ticket. How much Satsvarup Maharaj can capture in one page or big book, Prabhupada's life. But if you actually go deeper into the aspect of how Prabhupada struggled to get that one ticket from Mrs. Sumati Morarji. So Prabhupada was given a residence in that Sindhya Steamship Colony. Prabhupada stayed here. And there was a neighbor next to Prabhupada who was working in the company there. So he always would touch Prabhupada's feet like the typical Hindu style, like this. And he saw Prabhupada was wearing the same cloth every day. And he saw Prabhupada had only one cloth. And the cloth was very dirty, kind of not very clean in some terms of not dyed for a long time. Very old cloth. So one day he went to the market and bought 2 pair of saffron dhoti and kurta and surprised Prabhupada by giving that gift. Prabhupada was so happy because Prabhupada really needed those clothes. He had only 2 pair. But Prabhupada didn't forget them. Prabhupada became worldwide acharya. Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, his biggest center, Dwarka. And Prabhupada was told, there is some Indian gentleman who has come with his family. Who are they? So their names were given. Prabhupada remembered the names. Prabhupada went to see them. And they were the same couple, the family who had come. Prabhupada invited them, gave them royal reception. Everyone was thinking, who are these people? Ordinary people. They are not even devotees, Kantimala. But Prabhupada receiving so graciously all of them. And later Prabhupada told all the devotees who these people were. Not only once. One time Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. And at 9 p.m. Prabhupada get information this family has come. Prabhupada goes all the way to welcome this family to his quarters. And Prabhupada asked, did you take prasadam? He said, Swamiji will take. No, I will arrange. Prabhupada calls his cook, night 9 p.m. Cook puris and sabjis and feast for these people immediately. So the cook, our devotee, Prabhupada's personal cook, cooks a big feast. The feast is there. Prabhupada generally doesn't eat so late, but Prabhupada, just to make them feel comfortable, sits down and eats all these hot puris and sabjis to make them comfortable. At 10:30 p.m. around, then they leave. This is Prabhupada, acharya of reception. He doesn't forget anyone who has helped even a small bit, right? So we see this Chaitanya Charitamrit, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, Lilamrit. They are the not just text, not just scriptures only, but they are our guides to understand how devotees should come together in community and deal with each other. Right? Here we see Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Who is he? A great king. He is Gajapati of the state of Odisha. The place where Jagannath resides. He's a big man. But he is influenced by Gaudiya Vaishnavism for their dealings, for their love. And he wants to become a Gaudiya Vaishnava also. He has access to so many sampradayas, right? But he wants to enter the sampradaya of Mahaprabhu, and entry is also not very easy for him. Any other sampradaya would enter, royal welcome. The sampradaya acharya will come and garland him. Sampradaya acharya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not even given time to Prataparudra Maharaj. He said, I don't want to associate with a vishayi, a materialistic person, straight. And Prataparudra Maharaj accepts that, yes, I am a vishayi. And this Prataparudra Maharaj, how does he introduce himself to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that beautiful way in the Jagannath Vallabh garden? He gives up his kingly vesha, his wardrobes, and takes up an ordinary dhoti kurta, shawl, and starts massaging Mahaprabhu's beautiful lotus feet. And Mahaprabhu and chants this Tava Kathamritam. And then Mahaprabhu asks, who are you? And he says, I am servant of your servants. That's his introduction. Ordinary vesha, ordinary clothes, I am servant of servant. So this is the wonderful picture we see of Mahaprabhu's associate. They were all wonderful because they were all submissive, down to earth. They all cared for more not for themselves but for others. Srila Prabhupada also was on the same lines. Prabhupada also was always in a very submissive mood. We know this famous pastime Prabhupada was, who are you? Prabhupada mentioning speaking of Varnashram somewhere in Germany in some university. And he was mentioning Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, first class, second class. And someone asked, who are you, Swamiji? Challenged. First class? Prabhupada said, I am fourth class. I am servant of all. And that student who asked, he never thought this answer would come from Prabhupada. He was flabbergasted. He could not speak much. That was Prabhupada. Submissive, down to the core. So we see here, Srila Jiva Goswami mentions very beautifully in Sandarbha, two important requisites for attaining back home, back to world. He says, if you want to go back to world, the most important thing is attentive chanting and attentive dealings. And then emphasizes attentive dealings is very much connected with attentive chanting. They are interconnected. Sachinandan Maharaj in his beautiful class of this Nectarian Ocean of Holiness was giving a class online. He was mentioning, why is it that devotees, we all of us, do not feel taste in chanting? And he gives three reasons. And all three reasons are based on our behavior, not even like something else, you know, esoteric or some, the way we sit down or the way we stand or we chant, nothing with that. Based on our Vaishnava behavior. Sachinandan Maharaj mentions the reason for why we don't feel like chanting nicely. The first reason Sachinandan Maharaj mentions is we are very proud of our achievements. The ahankar is very strong in our life. The ego, aham. We may call ourselves as great Vaishnava, at least me, devotees, but within that also we are prabhus. We are not das. She was mentioning that that attitude of respect, fame, awe and reverence we expect from others is a very strong thing which keeps a hurdle between us and chanting nicely. What a connection. Pride. Second he mentioned is, we are busy too much. We are busy doing so many activities that we don't have time, quality for our main activity, chanting. And I was just thinking, reflecting, actually it's like that. Many of us, at least me, are so busy that we want to chant nicely, but we don't time to chant nicely. Or we want to just, we have to somehow or other arrange our schedule. It's a big struggle. We pray and then finally get some time to do a basic necessity of our spiritual life, to chant nicely. He said, we are too much busy in our life. The third one is we are very complacent. What is complacency? Maharaj mentions, Sachinandan Maharaj, that we are relaxed in our Krishna consciousness. We are happy with whomever we are associating with. Oh, he is doing good. I am also doing same. Hari Bol. We don't want to progress as, we don't want to see those Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who are really doing good. We are happy with all our small group here. Okay. We compare ourselves with them. Like Gaurangpur was mentioning this beautiful point. It is very striking. There are many times we compare, but we compare for very minimum things. Like he gave example of a classroom. In this classroom, the teacher announced the results of all the students. So she came with a bunch of papers, answer sheets, checked one, and she was calling all the roll numbers. Roll number one, please come. Okay, 45 out of 50 marks. So there are a few students who are backbenchers sitting behind. You know, they are the more tensed because they don't know what will happen, you know, whether it will be this side or that side of the border. So they all are anticipating their roll calls. And suddenly, roll number 25. So that person gets up, he's tensed. He goes, picks up his paper, becomes very happy. Right? 18 is passing mark, he gets 18.5. He's so happy, relieved. Everyone asks, what happened? Prabhu, 18.5. Wow, great. He made it, sit down. And the next roll call, the next one goes, he's tensed. So he gets 19.5. 20. And the last one, he's wondering, will I pass or not? Because four of us have passed, four of our friends have passed. And he gets 21. And as soon as he comes, I got 21. Everyone says, you are a scholar. The highest marks in the class is 49. Yet this group calls this person, this student as scholar. Because in that group, he is scholar. 18.5, 19, 19.5 and is 21. So Gaurang was mentioning solid point. Many times we see each other. So we are like 19.5. Oh, Prabhu, you get out 4:30. I get out 5 o'clock. 19.5, 21. You are a great devotee. Dandvat pranam. And you're happy. Wow, I made it. However, if you see in our Vaishnava Acharya's small bibliography, we have so many great Vaishnavas here. Sometimes devotees start thinking, why so many devotees, appearance, disappearance, disappearance is there, I don't even know them. But actually they are there for us to know who they are. Because when we read about them, hear about them, then we understand what's the benchmark. 49 is the benchmark, but we are comparing with ourselves. So complacency comes when we only are happy. Okay, we are all together and I'm the best in them. And they're always celebrating their birthdays. Wonderful, such nice. But we should also look at those devotees and also our acharyas. What the benchmark they have sent. So we have acharyas here, Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Acharyas, Gopinath Acharya, Advaita Acharya, Purushottam Sanjay. We have Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and we have our Srila Prabhupada. This our acharya set of benchmark. This is where we have to reach. So here we see Pratap Rudra Maharaj is mentioning that he just attracted to all the great Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He just attracted. You don't know them, neither their name, who they are, but just their effulgence. Prabhupada says in the purport that the effulgence of a devotee attracted Pratap Rudra Maharaj. And Prabhupada mentions this is naturally, when he becomes a devotee, he becomes very effulgent, bright-faced. Prabhupada many times in his writings and also in his lectures, he recollects. You're traveling from LA to Hawaii and you met a priest. And the priest said, Swamiji, all these boys and girls who have joined you, they're all bright-faced. And Prabhupada recollects so many times. This priest, he has given a comment that all our devotees are bright-faced. And Prabhupada mentions another example where in New York, another priest, he wrote a pamphlet and he mentions these young boys were our boys and girls and they are not interested in God, but now they have become mad after God. So Prabhupada also used that comment. See, what a difference. So as soon as we come to Krishna consciousness, there is a change, there is a transformation in our life. There is so much transformation, so much. All because the purity of Krishna consciousness overwhelms us. We practice Krishna consciousness and the practice of Krishna consciousness, this all beautiful features of a devotee are seen in our life. We also become part of the team, bright-faced, effulgent, right? So in this way we can see that here get a beautiful lesson about how, of course, last one point I want to complete before I complete conclude here is Prabhupada mentions Kirtan. kirtan of devotees, kirtan led by pure devotees, attracts. We are not interested in kirtan by professional people. Prabhupada uses the same thing for dramas also, right? I am sitting here in Bhaktivedanta manner. And I was thinking, this is a place of great kirtan. The whole UK is like, we had Vaikuntha players and Goloka players here, right? Bhaktivedanta players, sorry. But what I am saying is, this whole yatra here has more kirtan, one of the best kirtan teams here and best drama teams also here. And if you see dealings also, this whole Bhaktivedanta manner is nothing but pure, wonderful reciprocation dealing with Srila Prabhupada and George Harrison Prabhu. Right? The whole thing has come from George Harrison, the printing of Krishna book. All that beautiful thing has been done with the way Prabhupada dealt with George Harrison, how he was totally kind of won by, heart was won by Srila Prabhupada. He gave his life, and the way how he left his body. It's a great story of the transcendental dealing between great Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, compassion on George Harrison. So there are many things to say. I will just conclude here. Thank you so much for joining today. Any comments on today's verses, any corrections or any questions? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for the wonderful class. Very beautiful points came out. I just would like to request you, there's a very beautiful point as you've been elaborately describing, but I would like to know in more detail if you can narrate. Prabhupada mentions, if a devotee sticks strictly with the principles governing Vaishnava behavior, his bodily lust will naturally be attractive. So can you describe what does it mean that Vaishnava behavior allows sort of a manifestation of a, let's say, bodily or some spiritual luster? So does it mean that we in attract blessings of the Vaishnavas? Does it mean that we are able, by following four regulative principles, develop some tejas, ojas? Or what does it actually mean that we develop luster based on Vaishnava behavior? If you can speak about this.
Yeah, please. Thank you. So it's an elaborate question. I would like to just briefly address this question. That's why I began my class with Nectar of Instruction. That's the crash course book on how to become a Vaishnava. That contains all the aspects of devotee. What he should do, what he should not do. The second verse, what devotee, six things not to do. Six things to do. And then all those 12 things to do and not to do means actually complete change of lifestyle. How can someone change his lifestyle suddenly? He needs some association. So then the next verse is association of devotees. But how to associate with devotees? Dadati pratigranati, six loving exchanges. But then six loving exchanges cannot be done with everyone, each and every devotee, because everyone is different. What is different devotees? Then the first class Vaishnava, second class and third class, or Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam and Kanishtha Adhikari. So that is also mentioned by Rupa Goswami. And eventually, how by continuously following the process of Krishna consciousness diligently, one comes above and goes beyond the understanding of body, seeing a devotee from the bodily aspect. Swabhava Janita, Vapushasya Doshay, beyond the body and beyond his conditioning. See a devotee that he is following Krishna consciousness and surrender to Guru Gauranga and eventually rise up to the practice of sadhana, chanting, and get taste for chanting, and ultimately get connected with Gopi Partu Padakamala Yura Das Das Anudas. Be servant of servant in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, and finally reach the goal is that our mind and consciousness is Vrindavan Dham. So this book gives the whole understanding of what Vaishnava behavior is. Now Prabhupada speaks of Vaishnava behavior, it could be also chanting, principles, and also the dealings which we are reading this chapter. In the context here, we see the dealings of Vaishnavas. So when we practice Krishna consciousness based on what our acharyas have taught us, then that reflects in our consciousness. It comes up. We can see. There are so many wonderful stories of how, like, we have Kulina Grama devotees here being welcomed. So Kulina Grama devotees, when they used to come to Jagannath Puri, and they would ask the same question to Mahaprabhu. They would ask, Mahaprabhu, we are Grihasthas, what we should do? So Mahaprabhu said, chant attentively and serve devotees. And invariably, the same thing every year. And they would ask, who is a devotee, Mahaprabhu? And Mahaprabhu every year would give a different definition of a devotee. Srila Prabhupada mentions this is different definition. Is not that Mahaprabhu is saying all different types. He's confusing them. No, he's mentioning first Vaishnava Tara, Vaishnava Tama, and Vaishnava. Three types of devotees. So, that devotee who even once chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he is a devotee. That's a basic neophyte devotee, Kanishta. Then Mahaprabhu says, one who is chanting incessantly, regularly, he is a devotee. He is a Madhyamadhikari. Madhyamadhikari, regularly chanting, incessantly chanting, very high standards of Madhyamadhikari Mahaprabhu has given. Let's go to Uttamadhikari. Uttamadhikari is one, Mahaprabhu says, just by seeing him, one feels like chanting. So Vaishnava, Vaishnava Tara, and Vaishnava Tama. Three levels of Vaishnava. So it's a big theology we can mention of Vaishnavism, which we are given in these books. But by following and coming in association of devotees, we can see there is a change in our life. I remember in my personal life, recollecting here. When I was an university student, I came in touch with Krishna consciousness. And I had regular association of my friends from college and all, you know, all that association. But I began to come to regularly programs, started chanting, and I didn't have time to meet them. But whenever they would meet, hey, you look different. I was wondering, I'm wearing the same clothes. I'm not using a new gel or something, new shampoo. But they would say, look different. I don't know what different. But when I read Prabhupada books, I said, even me, a useless person, can look different by just coming in association of devotees. So while we are in bright face society, we may not see that. But actually people who are having, who may be relatives or very old friends, they may see us different, in different light. It reflects, the consciousness reflects. Face is the index of mind. Face is the index of mind. So our minds are engaged in Krishna's service. We wish to engage it full 100%, but at least we are engaged some. Mind is absorbed in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Navida Bhakti, and we are happy taking prasadam. So the happiness is reflecting from our face, our bodies. And that's why many times in book distribution and also in Harinam, people just love the Kirtan, and also they want to see. Yeah, like you mentioned once in your class, and people ask nowadays, you know, where are you? Not to be seen. Bright faced devotees on Sankirtan. So they miss devotees. Why? Because not because they are very artistic in dancing, but because they are so vibrating with light energy. So one of the things which I have learned, many Prabhupada disciples we know, it's very old devotees, but still going to the streets, chanting and distributing books because so much taste. I was in Los Angeles, Bhagupatipu, every single day, such an old person, going and distributing books. What taste? There are some devotees who are doing Harinam every single day because that experience they have. Prabhu, I hope I answered your question to some degree. So we'll end here. Thank you so much for joining today. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita Granth Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.